And the king, answering, shall say to them, As much as you have done it to one of the least of these my brothers, you have done it to me. In this beautiful parable, the Lord shows us how we may inherit the kingdom that has been prepared for us from the foundation of the world. Receiving the Holy Supper also corresponds to inheriting the kingdom of heaven. The sheep, or those placed at the king's right hand, are those who have prepared themselves for heaven. They acknowledge the Lord as their king out of love for him. In their hearts, they say, May the Lord God Jesus Christ reign over me. And they strive to obey his laws because they are his. The goats also acknowledge the Lord as king, but only with the mouth in front of others, or only because they are compelled to. The sheep are surprised to be commended for helping the Lord, while the goats see no reason to doubt their own virtue. The sheep are willing to help even the least or the lowliest, people not in a position to pay them back with money or honors or social advancement, but simply people who are clearly in need of some help that the sheep can give. And the sheep are grateful that they are able to help. The goats only help their comfortable neighbors and friends who repay them in many ways. If they go outside of their circle, they do it for the reward of appearing virtuous and kind. The sheep help others because they are the Lord's brothers. Brothers in the word signify those who are in charity, people striving to live a good life for the Lord's sake. The sheep see the good in another and seek to support that good. Because of that good which comes from the Lord, they love their neighbors and want to help them grow in that good. Goats don't look for or care about the good in another person. They act to serve their own interests, not really to serve the neighbor. In short, the sheep seek to be led by the Lord in the way they conduct their lives, while the goats don't connect the Lord with their lives, except in appearances. Goats think the Lord doesn't care or doesn't see how they live and think, or that most other people are like themselves in any case, so they'll have lots of company wherever they end up. In true Christian religion, there is a section on the conjunction of love to God and love toward the neighbor. It shows more of what the Lord means when he says, As much as you have done it to one of the least of these my brothers, you have done it to me. We read, It is known that the law delivered from Mount Sinai was written on two tables, one of them relating to God and the other to men, and that in the hands of Moses they were one table, with the writing about God on the right side and that about men on the left. Thus, when they were presented to the eyes of men, the writing on both sides was seen at the same time. One side was in view of the other, like Yehovah talking to Moses and Moses to Yehovah, face to face, as it is written. This was done in order that the tables, so united, might represent the conjunction of God with men and the reciprocal conjunction of men with God. These two tables, so united, exhibit the conjunction of love to God with love toward the neighbor. The first table includes all things pertaining to love to God, which are primarily that men should acknowledge the one God, the divinity of his human, and the holiness of the Word, and that God is to be worshipped through the holy things that proceed from him. The second table includes all things pertaining toward love toward the neighbor. Its first five commandments are all things pertaining to action, which are called works, and the last two, all things pertaining to the will, thus to charity in its origin. For in these it is said, Thou shalt not covet. And when man does not covet what belongs to his neighbor, he wishes well to him. How the conjunction takes place shall be told in a few words. With every man, God flows into man's knowledge of him with acknowledgement of him. And at the same time, he flows in with his love towards men. The man who receives in the former way only acknowledgement and not in the latter, love toward men, receives God's influx in the understanding and not in the will. And he remains in knowledge of God without an interior acknowledgement of God. And his state is like that of a garden in winter. But the man who receives in both ways receives the influx in the will, and from that in the understanding, thus in the whole mind. And he has an interior acknowledgement of God, which brings life to his knowledges of God, and his state is like that of a garden in spring. The reason why conjunction with God is effected by charity toward the neighbor is that God loves every man, and as he cannot do good to man directly, but only indirectly through men, he inspires men with his own love, as he inspires parents with love for their children. And the man who receives that love has conjunction with God, and from God's love, he loves the neighbor. And in him, God's love is within man's love towards the neighbor, and it produces in him the will and the ability to love. Moreover, as man does nothing that is good unless it appears to him that the ability, the will, and the doing are from himself, this appearance is granted to him. And when he does good from freedom, as if from himself, it is imputed to him and is accepted as the reciprocation or response by which conjunction with God takes place. This is like light in precious stones, which is reflected according to the texture of the parts, producing various colors, apparently belonging to the stones, but in fact belonging to the light. This makes clear the origin and the nature of the conjunction of love to God and love towards the neighbor. God's love for men flows in, and it is its reception by man and his cooperation with it which are love towards the neighbor. In a word, conjunction is effected in accordance with this saying of the Lord, "At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you." Also according to this, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him, and we will make our abode with him." All of the Lord's commandments have relation to love towards the neighbor, and in a word, they are not doing evil to the neighbor, but doing good to him. That those who do this love God, and God loves them, is in accordance with these words of the Lord. Because such is the conjunction of these two loves, John in his epistle says, "He who keeps the commandments of Jesus Christ abides in him, and he in him." If a man says, "I love God," but he hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God should love his brother also. May the sacrament of the Holy Supper strengthen and confirm our conjunction with the Lord, our King. May we receive the Lord's love for men in our hearts, so that we regard even the least of them as his brothers and ours. By his mercy, our love toward our neighbors will grow warmer and stronger day by day as we flee from the evils forbidden in his Ten Commandments and fulfill our daily responsibilities justly and faithfully. Then truly we will eat the bread and drink the wine that the Lord is giving us. Amen.